from the looks of it, it's about 7 stories tall. They got a large cross on top of it.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
But I don't believe it. You know, they have any rooms built up in it. But it's real tall.
Is that the one that you go to?
No. Yeah. Landmarks.
Like maybe monuments or...
Yeah, there's so many monuments in Shreveport.
If you got anything, you know, like might go see the Superdome and believe.
Well, they got the fairgrounds. That's where a lot of stuff takes place in the Hearst Coliseum. Mm. They got the municipal auditorium. It's been there about like 60 years, I believe.
Mm.
Maybe it's longer than that.
What do they use the auditorium for?
Wrestling on Mondays, and then some organizations rent it out. Sometimes they have concerts. You can go down to the Clyde Bat Parkway. Let's see, on the parkway they have a civic center, art galleries, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, they just finished up the parkway not too long ago. And it has a frisbee golf course. And it has a amphitheater and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think it's a large house somewhere in Shreveport, but I can't think of the name of it. And it's supposed to be not a long time. But there's not really too many landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe the streets. Like the streets were named for different reasons.
Like which ones, for example?
Like Lyon Avenue. Because it goes in a straight line. It goes all the way from south Shreveport all the way across to the downtown area. I mean, that's a long way. It's about 10 miles, 15 miles. They have like Lake Street downtown. They named it Lake Street because at one time it was underwater.
When was that?
It was a long time ago, back in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in before the 20s, really. Texas Street, because it used to be the only way to Texas, you know, only road, major road going to Texas from Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are downtown streets, like Marshall Street was named after some man, I can't think who it was. And there are different streets like that. Most likely we'll land in the municipal airport, and that's just barely in the city limits. It's in the west.
Yeah.
It's out about where I stay.
Yeah.
And if it didn't land there, it might land at the downtown airport, and it's right kind of close to the Red River.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the east, right by the Red River.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you make a distinction between airport and something else similar? Maybe, you know, maybe just a little place where a crop duster plane would land, maybe out in the country. Would you call that an airport or something else?
I don't call it airport. That's about all we would know to call it.
Yeah,
unless we stayed around.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you ever use the phrase airfield.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't use that.